reconnect with a man that joined us in the preseason, John Longmire, the coach of the Sydney Swans, when he wandered down, good enough to come into the studio. Then we went and had a little bit of bacon and eggs. Did we pay for that, by the way?
I think the Sydney Swans did, but that wasn't cash for comment, by the way, either.
Interesting now, 9 games into the season, to sort of compare notes, and the horse has been good enough to join us. Welcome, Johnny.
G'day, Gary, Tim.
Good to talk to you. That pre-season chat was enlightening for us. You spoke often and long and in great glowing praise about your young fellas that you're coming through, and I think we're starting to see that come through now.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously we've had an eye on those younger blokes coming through for quite a while, and it's not always onwards and upwards with them. They sort of go up forwards and backwards a little bit with their development, but we're really excited by them. And you know, we were excited by them then, and we're still excited by what they can produce.
Hey, Johnny, good morning to you. You looked like a proud father post-game on Saturday night. What about that victory warmed your heart so much?
Well, I mean, we just, you know, when Josh Kennedy obviously pulled out before the game, we had an extremely young team, and we had just had those 400-game pluses in our lineup, and it's been, all right, it's been a long time since we've sent out a team like that, and you know, I was just thrilled with the way they competed, and you know, you just look at the young key forwards and or anywhere over the ground when we were able to compete for most of the game. They came back hard at us, and as we knew they would, and really got us on the line. But to hold on for the second week in a row against some experienced opposition was just terrific, and you know, you can't sort of buy that experience. And I was really proud of the boys after the game.
I was going to ask you that question. What do you think it does for a young group like that to have that type of win, do you think, in terms of their footy development?
Yeah, you can't. You can talk about close games and what you need to do and belief in each other. You can talk about it as much as you like, but you need to actually experience it as a group of young players together and what it feels like. You need to sort of have that feeling when you walk off the game and off the ground. You think, oh, yeah, okay, that's what he's talking about. And yeah, that was one of those feelings, which was terrific. But you know, we're coming into a pretty tough block now, and starts with Collingwood this week. So it steps up, and those chances, those opportunities, keep on presenting themselves.
Hey, we spoke to Justin Lepich yesterday. They've had a lot of injury problems, and he said one of the bonuses was that they found out about some players on their list and been able to play them and give them valuable time. And we've seen that with Buddy not playing, and all of a sudden you got Tommy McCartan and probably Nick Blakey, who are getting a bit better look at it as a result of not having the most sort of charismatic forward in the game, not being out there with them.
We seem to have lost Johnny, have we?
I still hear him.
There's something in the background. We'll re-establish contact with him. An excellent question. He may just need a little bit of extra thinking time to answer that question.
We'll get Johnny Longmire back. I'm not sure. But I'm thinking about that, and I know that Buddy was the hamstring was going to be a couple of weeks and three, and now it's sort of blowing out a little bit. But the bonus of that is that in a forward line where you've got McCartan and
Dawson young, floating through there too,
Blakey, they're going to have ball directed to them that would never go to them.
Spot on. Yeah.
When Buddy Franklin's out there, so I think they'll get great benefit from that along the way. I think Horse has rejoined us. You there, Horse?
Yeah, sorry, boys, I know what happened there.
Just ask one of my best questions for the year. I'm not sure whether you heard it or not. I'll go again. I was just talking about the fact that we spoke to Justin Lepich, and he said, "Well, you know, with their big names out, they found out a lot about their other players a lot quicker than they may otherwise have." And I guess when you look at Tom McCartan, assume some responsibility, and then Blakey being there without Buddy, who draws a lot of the footy, they all of a sudden get a better look at it.
That's true. I mean, it could be, you know, last year's a good example, though. McCartan was able to play 15 games at centre forward with Franklin playing all of those games. Will Haywood has been one of the youngest players to get to 50 goals, and that's with Franklin and the team. So, they're still able to play some good footy with Lance playing in there. I'm sure that they prefer Lance being out there with them. But, you know, to be able to develop like that and without him as well is important, because he does a lot of work with them off the field in meetings and helps them out like that enormously. So to have that confidence to go out there and play like that is a terrific sign.
Has he redone the hammy? Or I mean, it was initially going to be one or two. We're up to five. Is there any issues?
Well, he's still a chance for this week. So he and Josh Kennedy haven't been ruled out yet. They're still due to do some training today. So he went along a couple of steps that we thought he could keep pushing him. He got a little bit stiff. He didn't redo it at all, but then we backed him away. So it just meant that his program was delayed a week or so more than what we would have expected. So, but he's feeling good. He ran on Saturday and again on Monday. So he's due to do some training today.
Are you the author, John, of hamstring awareness? Is that where it started up there at Sydney? Because it's a new term that's become very popular in the footy world, the hamstring awareness.
Well, he had the hamstring awareness, but he had the hamstring slight strain. He had the hamstring strain the first couple of weeks. That's when he hurt it at training.
Right.
And so it just got tight over the journey coming back. He got a little bit tight, so we just backed away from it and just made sure he was right, which he's been right this week.
Hey, John, I know you're probably going to shut down when I ask you this question, okay? Because I know that's what you like. You won't want to talk about yourself. But I just want to, from a coaching perspective and the club perspective, when the club starts the way that the Sydney Swans have this year, and then your president or chairman, Andrew Pridham, comes out and backs you the way that he did, what does that do for you as the coach of a football club sitting there in that position?
Well, I think it's, you really require everyone to be on the one page at a football club, and particularly the key parts of your football club, which your chairman, your CEO, your football manager and your coach. You need that really strong group to be there for the highs and the lows. And there's challenging times in any football club, and we've been really fortunate for a long time to be up around the top and be competitive in, most years, which is fantastic. But it's very difficult to do. And there's no question that your football club and stability and strength of your football club right through the organisation is critical. And we're really fortunate, the Sydney Swans, to be able to have that.
Well, see, do you ever feel the need to talk to your players about respect for umpires?
We had a quick chat after the Dane Rampy one last week. But that was just being mindful of understanding what you're saying, how you say it.
So with the whole, and I wasn't even thinking about the Rampy one, but more we're just going through this Dale Thomas. It's a real hot topic. Our audience are really invested in it. Some think that umpires have got to get thicker skins. Others think that the players have got to change their attitudes towards it. I mean, the AFL and the clubs, and by extension coaches, who are, I think, the most important, the responsibility they have to the umpiring fraternity to be aware of the challenges that they face?
Yeah, absolutely. We're aware of that, Gary. I mean, you need umpires to be playing the game through all levels, and at the highest level right through to the junior levels. And if you're sitting there as a young kid wanting to be an umpire at the junior levels, and you're seeing AFL, what happens at AFL levels, and you're not quite sure whether you want to do that or not, I think that could impact those younger kids making those decisions. So it's important to do. It's important to be able to have that respect right through it, not just for AFL players, but right down through the junior ranks for junior umpires as well.
How big Friday night? It's a marquee night. Sydney v Collingwood. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it'll be huge, Gaz. Collingwood are obviously, they were a kick-off last year and they're winning the grand final, and they're in red-hot form at the moment. Everywhere you look, there's players playing well and stars on every line. So it's a great test for us this week. There's no question about that. We'll have to play really good footy for a long period of time to get out of the line. But, what a great opportunity for us as well.
And as we let you go, you won't have any trouble trying to find one for Georgie Hewitt, who's just been outstanding. They might have to tag him.
Well, we were actually talking to George yesterday. There's probably five or six running through that midfield that he could get some challenges with. But, he's been in good form. He's been able to do both things, which is, restrict his opponent and get the footy himself. He's a terrific young player.
You're setting for one player, and then he's amazing how he can just adjust and go to somebody else midstream. I mean, not many players have been able to do that.
No, he's got a great temperament. He just gets on with the job. And so it's a really good point, Tim. He's able to roll across the different players at different times and still adjust. And he's a real competitor, which helps.
Did you have to send him to Zach Merritt when you were playing against Essendon?
Yeah, we had to roll him to a couple.
I know you did, but did you have to?
yes, we did. he was playing well.
Great to chat. Always look forward to it. It's going to be great on Friday night. It's good to see the Swans going about their business in the manner that they do.
Going, thanks, boys.
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny Longmire.